gonna be a masterpiece. My love can be your symphony. I can be an instrument that's played beautifully. Born fetus, what you've started in me. And my life will be a masterpiece.
You're listening to KAYT, 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Restoring Faith broadcast, and I am Dr. Christopher Manuel, pastor of the Smyrna and Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Churches in Alexandria. We desire to present the gospel message of Jesus Christ to a dying world in these final moments of Earth's history. And now, today's broadcast.
I love me. Ain't that what the Bible says? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lovers of themselves, and some of them will become unloving to you. They will have that, you know, that sweet love. What you talking about, Pastor? I ain't talking about the alternate relationship. I'm talking about they'll love you for what you can give them. That's what I'm talking about. I'll love you and I'll ride along with you for a little bit until I can get out of you what I need. The text goes on to say, some folk have become without self-control. They just do everything in the church today because they feel good and they won't be penalized for it because it's the church and everybody's loving. You got to be careful in the church today because if you act a plum or a grapefruit or a banana donkey or whatever you fool you act, you might get cut. Y'all act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. See, let me put it in a proper perspective, talking about the moral degeneracy. You can't act like that at your job. Do you know why? Do you need an explanation on why you cannot act like that on your job? Because it would infringe on your dead presidents in which you will receive to go pay bills. Amen. Did I say it right, Shale? Did I say it right? So when you get your money, you ain't gonna act funny with the supervisor. You ain't gonna blink or roll your eyes at him or her. Amen. You're going to take your little old self, you can look at your check if you want to. It's already been direct deposit. All you got to do is take the tithe and offering off the top and go and pay your bills.
That's right, Pastor. Yeah.
Take the rocks in your jaws and go on about your business. Yeah. Be mad if you want to. Mm-hmm. What you going to do? What you going to say to your supervisor? That's what I thought. You can't do it in the workplace. Oh, but where we show our dairy air is in church.
Have mercy.
Because there is no penalty. Mm-hmm. Not the exact one, not definitely, like not quickly. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful how you talk to people in the house of God. I don't care how much they related to you. Mm-hmm. Hey, hello, elder, deacon, deaconess, departmental leader. You got to be careful when you talk to Sister Watkins. She's not going to say nothing. Mm-hmm. Oh, you best believe later on, God don't forget stuff like that. Well, he's a forgiving God, he's supposed to. But if you don't go and make it right, that's what he remembers. Are you listening? You know what the text says in Romans 12:19? Vengeance is mine. He said he gonna repay. And you better be ready for God's payment. Because he pays back in full. Well, still in the same text, in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, unloving, without self-control, despisers of those that are good. Ooh, verse 5. Having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Paul says, from such, turn away. Amen. Brothers and sisters, America is in the midst of a spiritual crisis.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
People from all walks of life are saying it, and the current generation's decreasing interest in Bible spirituality is a plain fulfillment in God's word.
That's right.
Some people will be Christian today, and they will not be Christian 5 minutes from then.
That's right.
I didn't say tomorrow. 5 minutes from then, because soon as you swerve into somebody's lane, boop, 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 boop. And you look at the person that's driving because you're riding with them. You're all crazy. You can't say, did you just say that? Because they'll check you. Hold on. Don't clap back. Don't do it. Don't you do it. Because they will remember when you had censored words that you said. And they'll bring yours up to you. But we fail to remember God is working on all of us. Huh? He's working on all of us. And we need to give God time to work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. What do you say?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, nothing short of the coming of the Lord will stem the tide of evil now engulfing this world.
That's right.
There's a lot of stuff sometimes, and my sister always says this. She said, you know, little brother, because she's the middle, mm-hmm. and I'm the youngest. She said, you know, little brother, we bring a lot of this stuff on ourselves.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to say something to her, Tony, but I could not because she was exactly right.
Yes.
We bring a lot of the things that we go through or in or getting ready to come out of on ourselves by that little old thing that's right below our nose and right above our chin. It's called our mouths.
Amen.
Well, how close is he? There's another one. Talks about Noah's generation, the craze for pleasure. Still in the same book, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 4. The craze for pleasure. In the last days, men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Is that not happening? Well, Pastor, I don't know about that one, Pastor. Well, the fulfillment, the world has gone crazy for pleasure. Only a few people attend church regularly. But thousands jam-packed sports arenas and other places of amusement. Let me just go ahead and put it in the proper perspective. They're going to get mad at me, Sister Booker, but I know that y'all got my back praying for your pastor. Amen. When the saints, the ones in New Orleans, when they're preparing to win the Super Bowl, some of y'all will take bill money and make sure that you're there at the stadium. Amen. You got thousands upon millions of folk today, y'all. They will take bill money, some tithe money, and go on to where they're going to go and do what they're going to do. I just got to tell the truth in love. Amen. Because, you know, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How close is it again? We got a lot of stuff happening. We'll pay for everything. Some of us, they say, some of us, and I'm just going to go with the statistics. They say that the majority of African Americans spend more of their money during this time of the season than any other time. You got some of them that have vehicles that pull up to a double wide and they're rolling around on $3,800 wheels. Well, Pastor, they probably have a job and they take care of everything. You just can't label or judge somebody like that. I'm talking about your stewardship. You rolling around on $3,800 and you getting out to a single wide? You can't buy a real house? Okay, that makes total sense. You see my eyes crossed? That makes total good sense. Okay, yeah. Wow, what are we thinking about? It's the craze for pleasure. Americans are spending billions each year for pleasure and only peanuts in comparison for God's causes. Pleasure mad Americans waste billions of dollars and billions of hours in front of TVs and electronic devices. And you know what I'm talking about. We spend more time in our phones, not on our phones, but in our phones, than we do reading. Ooh, it got quiet. It's a shame, y'all. Even us good Christians, we have to learn to spend more time with Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I am spending time with Jesus. I'm looking at my tablet. You don't know what I'm looking at. Well, stop posting. What you posting now? You always comment on what somebody else said. Like, scroll, scroll, like, love. The craze for pleasure. We find ourselves in these things and hours done passed by. You haven't visited anybody. You haven't called anybody. You haven't been by anybody's house to see if they're sick. And if they are sick, you know what you say? I'm going to call them in a minute. A minute turns into nighttime. Well, you start yawning. Somebody said on Facebook, they said that the, they said that 9 o'clock is the new 12 midnight. You'll get it in a minute. 9 o'clock p.m. is the new midnight. Some folk go to sleep at 9 p.m. at nighttime, and they don't have time to talk to you no more. Lord have mercy. Well, brothers and sisters, another end time entity. See, you get it. I told you get it. I told you it'd come to you. Another end time entity we take from the page of Lot's generation. Verse 28 and 29 of Luke 17. Turn there right quick. Verse 28, 29. I'm not trying to keep you long. I just want to make sure that you get something as you go and sit down and eat this holiday season. Luke 17, verse 28, 29 says, likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they built, they sold, they planted, they built. Oh, but on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, what did it do, everybody? It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Well, Pastor, do we live in Lot's time today? Has that generation got to us? Yeah. What does it look like? Well, we have scoffers and religious skeptics today. You know, people that carry rabbit's foot and all that. Well, we don't do that here, though. I'm just saying. Well, let me give you some biblical information so you can correct itself. 2 Peter, what book did we say about it? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Scoffers and religious skeptics. Do we have them here today? Do we? Not just in the church. You have them out there, folk who go to psychics and all them. You know, why you go? Let me just read the text so you don't think I'm talking about you. Scoffers will come in the last days, Peter said. They hear. Well, what are they? Well, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4 tells us some other stuff about the scoffers. I hope you write that one down. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 say this. They will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Amen. We will believe more in the fables than we do the Bible. And it's a plain thus saith the Lord. You mean we got religious skeptics today? Yeah, because you have people today that will tell you, well, you know, each day of creation was 1,000 years. Really? Because when you study the Bible, the word yom, Y-O-M, means a literal 24-hour period. And the evening and the morning was a day. It wasn't 1,000 years. People don't read that deep because they only surface swimming when they read the Bible. Are you listening to me? When you put on your spiritual scuba gear and you go deep and you read more in the Bible than folks just surface reading, you'll discover something that what they're believing is just skeptical talk. Are you with me today? Let me go on because I have to give you some understanding. Even religious leaders are denying the plain Bible teachings of creation. Well, somebody else could have done that. No, ain't no more but one person that did that. And the one that said in the beginning. You know, not Moses, but because he wrote about it. But the one who allowed light to shine out of nowhere. Who was just testing to see if this thing gonna work. Basically, it was for our enjoyment. Because remember, when God said, let there be light, light showed up, didn't it?
Amen.
But the sun and moon didn't show up till the fourth day of creation. Study your Bible. So you're wondering, like I did, where did the light come from? Because the sun and the moon wasn't created till the fourth day. You're thinking now, I hear you. Look at the wheels. Yeah. I thought the same. Well, how did he God? That's where it came from. And I'm not worried about that, but there are some of them that believe also that there wasn't a flood. But you're still finding animal prints from ages ago in rock. So you mean to tell me that didn't happen? Watch this. In Turkey today, the ark is still there. It's not intact like we would think, but it's there. And ain't nobody here going to be going trying to go to Turkey. It's too cold. It's still there after all these years. We still have problems in understanding the coming of our Lord. He already stated what was going to happen and how it was going to happen before he returned. But guess what? Public educators teach our youth to scoff at the Bible.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with Dr. Christopher Manuel. I pray that today's message made your troubles smaller, your hope greater, and your faith restored. You're invited to join me every first and third Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and on Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located on 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, and at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church on every second and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., located on 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on air. Send your correspondence to P.O. Box 3131, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. And join us on every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. on KAYT for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control. Whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
The Central Louisiana Juneteenth Association presents the 26th Annual Juneteenth Cultural and Heritage Celebration, themed Let's Do This Together. Starting Thursday, June 13th at 6:30 p.m. downtown Rock, featuring Leon Shavers and the Zydeco Flames. Friday, June 14th, young ladies will compete in the Miss Juneteenth pageant starting at 7 p.m. at the Alexandria Downtown Convention Hall. It's free to the public. Saturday, June 15th, the annual Juneteenth Parade begins at 5 p.m. from Broadway Avenue to the Alexandria Amphitheater with live music from Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. Monday, June 17th is Youth Day at the Downtown Convention Hall. Youth Etiquette, performing arts workshop from 3 to 5 p.m. and a quiz bowl at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, June 18th, let's go worship at the Second Evergreen Baptist Church with guest pastor Joe Gant of Shreveport. And Wednesday, June 19th, it's the Juneteenth Empowerment Summit at the Bolton Avenue Community Center. The 26th Annual Juneteenth Association, a week of celebration for the entire family.
The Juneteenth Association is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Jesus said one day, Peter, who do you say I am? Peter said, I say that you're the Christ. Jesus said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. And let me tell you what Jesus said right at that time. I build my church, and the gates of hell, shall not prevail. Now don't you worry, get on your knees, and pray, because the church,
we're gonna make it,
yes sir,
we're gonna make it,
make it home someday. Let's say it again. Upon this rock, yes,
I'm gonna build my church.
I build my church.
And the gates of hell,
gates of hell
shall not
yeah.
Now don't
you worry.
Get on your knees,
get on your knees and pray.
Because the church,
we're gonna make it.
Yes, sir.
Make it home someday.
On this rock. I'm gonna build my church. Ooh, the gates of hell,
shall not prevail.
Now
don't you worry.
Get on your knees and pray. Because the church,
we're gonna make it.
Don't worry,
we're gonna make it.
I said the church,
we're gonna make it.
Don't worry,
we're gonna make it.
Every once in a while,
we're gonna make it.
It get rough,
we're gonna make it.
You see an evangelist,
we're gonna make it.
Fall down,
we're gonna make it.
But don't worry,
we're gonna make it.
About the church,
we're gonna make it.
The church gonna keep on,
we're gonna make
rolling
it.
On,
we're gonna make
it. Real, I know,
we're gonna make
they tried
it.
To burn the church one day. With Shadrach and Meshach and the Abednego, but the church kept rolling on. And one day, over to Egypt, they tried to drown the church. Pharaoh's army was coming behind, but the Lord moved, and the church kept rolling on. Every once in a while, on this earth, they try to burn the church down here. But fire can't burn, was already fire. I'm talking about the church. We're gonna make it now. But let me tell you something now. Every once in a while, I get a little worried about me. Because sometimes I stumble and fall down. But I looked in Revelation the other day, and John talked to me. John said, I looked and I saw a number, 144,000. That still didn't fit me. Then he said, I looked again and I saw another number that no man can number. Then I heard him say, these are days, that's me now, that come up through trials and tribulations. And watch that road, just watch that road in the blood of the Lamb. Church, I'll be in that number because it get a little hard sometimes, but we're gonna make it. If we pray and hold on, we're gonna make
it. The church gonna make it. Ken Spirituals. They're gonna be on the You Name It Tour with Shirley Caesar July 27th at the Shreveport Municipal Auditorium, 1023 Central Daylight Savings Time. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. All right, we're asking the question, name a city or a state that's also a girl's first name. Let's see what you have to say. Hello, good morning. Who's on the phone?
Deborah James.
Hey, Deborah, you're calling from where?
Natchez, Louisiana.
And I certainly appreciate you this morning. All right, here's our question. Name a city or a state that is also a girl's first name.
My granddaughter's name is Miami.
Miami. And where does Miami live?
She lives in Gina, Louisiana.
Miami's in Gina. Gina's a name, a girl's name, too.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for that wonderful response. I really appreciate you listening to the Wade Hampton Show.
You're welcome.
All right, Deborah, thank you. We've got brand new music right now from William Matthews. I know you're going to love this song. It's called Lost in Love. Check it out.
New music now.
A ship without out ashore, sinking to the ocean floor, falling deeper, deeper. There is nothing I want more. Feel the rush of ecstasy. Waters crashing over me. Barely breathing, breathing. You're the only air I need. Back and forth in motion, striving for devotion. I'm lost in your love. And see, lost in new realities. I am living, living at the point of no return. It's your love I can't ignore. This is nothing like before. Still dreaming, dreaming. You're the world I see in more.
Back and forth in motion, striving for devotion.
I'm lost in your love.
Something.